Okay, Bez Hashem. First, I want to remind everyone to sign up for some of the comments if you haven't signed up. We'll let you know the exact details, and you know, either tomorrow or Wednesday, we'll finalize all the details and you'll know exactly. I mean, basically, we'll tell you where to come when they're Erev Yontif. You'll get on the bus, you know, so we'll just tell you where we're taking you. Okay, so I want to strongly encourage it. Those that have come in the past, wherever we go, Shabbatons, Simchatons, you know, those that don't come in the end regret that they didn't come. So I'm telling you now that you should know that in advance, so you shouldn't make the mistake of not coming. Okay. Okay, yesterday we have a packet on Psule Esro. I'd like to finish off that packet, and depending upon how much time we have left, we'll go on to Lulav Rava, and we have other things. The week of Bez Hashem should be a packed week of good things. Bez Hashem. A Thursday we're going to have early shiur, because I'll give contemporary halacha this Thursday on the Dal Minu, so if you want to hear it again, you can. Okay. Yesterday we focused mainly on the pitzel falling off, and we discussed it in all different ways. Okay, today I'd like to discuss two things in regarding Esro. That's one of the issues with Esro, that people always have the black dots. Right? The black dots. What were the black dots? So there is a, let's take a look on the first page, the Lamed Daled Amud Beis. The first word on the line is Lo Yitol. Also, Chazazes Aruba. Rashi, Chazazes Kimin Ababu Oz Dachos. In other words, so Chazazes is what? Ababu Oz is like, how would you translate Ababu Oz? Oils like blisters. So if it's on Rubo, the robe of the Esrog is, now these blisters are not the regular, obviously every Esrog has its bumps. That's what makes it, you know, one, that's one of the simonim, we'll see that it's not grafted, that it's not a morcha. Is that, in other words, if you have an Esrog that's too smooth, then it might be a lemon. In the double sense of the word. Okay, but, but here it's a growth that's not the natural, you know, something that doesn't look like it's a regular part, you know, normal to be there. And it's on Rubo. So then it's no good. So look, so the Gemara says, take a look. On page 4. Also, Chazazes Amr Abkis the Devar Zer Rabbeinu Gadol Amr Amokum Yed Ezra Loshono Elo B'mokum Echad Aval B'shnayim U'shlosha Mekomos Kosher. So this din is only if it's all concentrated in one place, but if it's in a couple of places, these boils, then it's kosher. So the Gemara says just the opposite. I'm like Rabbi Adrabah. The Shnayim Shloshim Mekomos Hayelal Kemenuma or Apostle. That should be just the opposite. If it's Shnayim Shloshim Mekomos, then it looks worse.
El idmar sefer idmar al miyuto kosher. Amar Rav Chisda davar zeh Rabbeinu galu amar amachum yebezo l'shanu amachum echad. Al shem shom shmukol b'tavla milum pasul. Now, if it's rubo, it's pasul. If it's miyuto of the esrog, so if it's in one place, it's okay. But if shem shom shmukol was, then it's no good. And amar Rav val chotmo afil b'mashu nami pasul. Now, chotmo is what? Is the part of the esrog that is sending up. You know, the esrog is wide in the middle, and then the chotam is the part that's narrow. So over there, even what? Even a little bit is no good. Even a little bit is no good. So take a look now in the Rambam. On page 8. Also Chazazis Allah in Mishnayim Mishloshim Mekomot Pasuk. We B'mokam Echadim also Ruba Pasuk. So if it's, again, if this Chazazis is in 2-3 places, even if it's the miyut, it's pasul. And if it's berubo, then it's automatically pasul. The email dado afil kol shehu pasul. So how does the Rambam explain?
Dado is
what?
The dado is, I'm assuming, the top edge of it.
Is it the whole incline or only the, like when we talked about dado yesterday?
The stem.
So maybe the Rambam's learning dado if it's on the stem. Right, because right, we said Nital Dado was the stem, so it could be that
no, but the Rambam says that it goes into the Dado. In other words, it breaks up, right? Was it the Pitham breaks off and like the rip, it goes deep within the Esrog, including the Dado. Mashma, that's the more, I guess, the yellow part.
Yeah, but when the Rambam's saying that if you have a blemish on the dado, what is he referring to? It was Eddie saying that based on what we said yesterday, that it's referring to the stem. But nonetheless, in Shulchan Aruch, if you take a look at Shulchan Aruch on page 19, just take a look in Sif Yud Beis on page 19. The Shulchan Aruch says like this: Mikodmo ve'elach, the haynu mimokum shemaskel l'shapeya, ad ha'pitmo. As the Shulchan Aruch says, from the place where it, you see, if you look at the Be'er Halacha, just take a look. The Be'er Halacha says like Eddie. The Be'er Halacha says like you. I am the second line in the Be'er Halacha. I am the second line in the Rambam Ritzgeich. The Chokmo hainu l'mala karav l'shoshanta. The Chokmo doesn't mean it was the place, or we define Chokmo originally where it starts narrowing, right? From the middle upward. That whole thing, right? That's what we...
how we define chokma.
But the Rambam says, like Eddie, that chokma is only on that stem. So according to the Rambam, the only place that you have to worry, that's a major kula. And the other Rishonim with the Shulchan Aruch Paskin says that Chokmo is the whole Shipua. In other words, from the middle of the Esrog upwards. The Shulchan Aruch is on page 19, Yud Beis. Right? But the Rambam is much more makel. Right? Because the Rambam shita is, you don't have to worry. We always are taught, you have to look at the top of the esrog to make sure it's clean. Right? That's how we were taught in Cheder. Right? But the Rambam Shita is no, there's nothing special about the top of the esrog. The only thing that's special is the stem. So the stem, if there's a chazazis there, Isaac. How was it? Good, you'll tell us. How many people were there? 25,000. So it's 1 million for 25. How many minyanim?
There's a few large minyanim.
And you were with one of them?
Yeah.
You were one of the 7,000 people.
Something like that, yeah.
Wow. Indoors, outdoors? Like, where do you
tell? Yeah, it's huge.
It's what?
It's huge.
Indoors or outdoors?
Indoors.
So what do they have? Indoor what? A gym? Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So where's Rav Nachman?
He's there dominating us.
Yeah. Wow, but it was nice. You could hear.
Yeah,
Lyle Cousin. Lyle Cousin. It was a good show for Blom.
Yeah.
How was the food?
Not so
great. That's okay. Okay. That's where we really should go.
CJF
for sponsor. There you go. Wow. Okay. I want to hear more. Okay. Wow. And your flight? When did you leave?
Like
going
back.
Yeah.
Like last night late.
Wow. So was it worthwhile?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, okay, for both sides. Okay, a little 5 seconds. Okay, but according to the Rambam, there's nothing so special about the part that's going up. It's tafka the stem. So, because the din is, not only chazazis is possible, but any shinoi mare. So that's why people go crazy with the dots, right? So because we pass the lachumra like the Shulchan Aruch, so that means that from the middle of the esrog and upwards, that's where you want it to be clean. Whereas the Rambam sheet is that it's fine as long as it's not thing by the stem. Okay. Good. Now, so then the question is, so that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Chazos b'chol shinei mara. Any shinei mara is possible. Yeah. So that's the question. So Rav Schachter has said, Rav Schachter told him, shinei mara means that it's like decay. There's a lot of these black dots. It's probably just dirt. You know, a lot of these. You know, not every black dot. There has to be like a Rav Schachter said to him. It's like if you have a birthmark, that's not like a decay. It's a birthmark. That's the way it is. You know, that's the way. That's natural. We'll see the Trumas Hadeshin. If it's so, a lot of these black dots are not from decay. Right? One of these black dots. Some dirt that got on it, or some from the, you know, it's not from decay, right? Scientists? Yeah. Right, so that's the Trumas Hadeshin. So the Trumas Hadeshin that we were looking at a little bit yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, so the Trumas Hadeshin, take a look at the Trumas Hadeshin on page 11. The discussion is the flop mold. So look at the last three lines. Talk about Chakam Shem arrived. The Chazos is Iko Mimara Ha'esra Koshen. The Haini Flat Mold is Shkiki Regili Hashim Mimara Ha'esra. Lo Mikri Eina Hod of Mishum Kach. Whereas if something is Shkiki Regili, so that's like the part of the Mara Esra. So in other words, the main thing that you need to be concerned about is if your Esra has something that that looks like that you normally don't see in an estrog. Something like a strange discoloration, which is probably mold or something like that. But if it's like, it looks normal, now a lot of the bletlach, you know, that comes from the leaves that I guess we're covering over the, or rubbing against the thing. So if it's shchichi or regili, that's called the Mara Esrog. So, in other words, so basically most of the things that we have on Esrogim are Shchichi Revili. So even if you have those like little, those white things that they call the Blacklock, so far those don't pass on the Esrog, because they're the shchichi, so that's part of the Mara Esrog. Yeah.
Is there a specific definition of what is not normal, or is it just a normal part of
the Rosh Hashanah claim something that came about as a result of decay, whereas a lot of the things are either dirt or the leaves rubbing against it. You know, in a regular Esrog you have those
Thorns.
You have these like whitish blechlach, you know what they call them? Little marks on them. Scratches.
Like it looks like scratches. But what about the scratches came about naturally just from the beam? And then
right. So that's lechorim. I think Rav David Feinstein told someone was that's part of the shchichi regili, what the Trumas Hadeshin says. So the main thing I would say when you buy an esrog, if you see something that looks like rot, and a rot, or it looks like something like doesn't look rugel b'kach, then you should be concerned if it's on the top. You know?
According to Shulchan Aruch, I'm saying that, you know, as you said, it's on the top. Do they also hold that as being like rove or in two different spots, or is anything on top?
Anything on top, right, because the din of rove is a din. Yeah, and miyut is even on the bottom. If it's miyut, then it's in a couple of different places. But on top is a filamashu. That's why people go crazy with these little dots. But l'chora, pashas, these little dots are not probably shchichi regili, and they're not ipush. So the reason why they, you know, the esrogim that cost whatever amount of money they cost are the ones that are perfectly clean on top. But Meikar Adin, you know, unless it's something that's like a real discoloration that doesn't look, you know, natural, you know, that's not Shkichi Regili, then it's going to be kosher. So he's saying that if Shkichi Regili, that's part of the Mara Esrog, so that's okay. In other words, it can always be more beautiful, okay, but that's within, that's not a psul hadar, that's a mitzvah mitzvah mufkar type of hadar. Yeah?
How do they care if they should be for a giving?
What do you mean?
In the music, what they want to hear, rather than normal,
you. The same thing. I don't think he means to say shkiting means one thing or giving is another thing. So basically what we come at, Rabosai, is that, you know, most of the esrogim, it's hard to put it like this, it's hard to find an esrog that's possible. Okay, but no, it means what most people would. If you have a thing about dots, you know, so that's your thing. You know. Yeah.
I'm not guessing that the cheaper Esrogan or the smaller.
Do you sell for Bnei Akiva?
No, I work with Tzvi Bina.
Tzvi Bina. I saw her Tzvi Bina, so. Yeah. Pants.
But the cheaper they get, they tend to be like a shape more of it or smaller. The more expensive ones are just nicer to see.
Yeah, oh. So there's one other thing you have to know before we get to, now you mentioned it, the Ramban. You should know this Ramban. Page 28. Probably a type of scratch. Yeah. But Lachara, it should apply to anything. Now, pre eight Hadar, Shatam made a pre Shabbat. Okay. What does it mean, Hadar? Vanochem Bein, a fourth line, Ke'ilah Mikvah Bloshon Ram is Esro. Why is an Esro called an Esro? Mikvah Shabbat Bloshon HaKodesh Hadar, Ipeish Esro Chemda. Esrog is chemda. There was really, Esrog is not really a Hebrew word. Chemda. What does chemda mean? What? Desired, beloved, you know, it's nachmad. What does nachmad mean? Like Eretz chemda. Eretz is always called the Eretz chemda, the desired land. So chemda means it's beautiful. When we see that by the Eitz Hadas, it says Mechmad Lamare, so the Targum is the Merage Lemechse. It's desirable to look at. Lo Sachmod, one of the Ten Commandments, Lo Sarog. So the etymology of Esrog is from Lashon desirable. It's the desirable fruit, which is the beautiful fruit. What we say in the Ksuba, Nikol Shvar Arad Nixon. In other words, you're going to give from the beautiful, desired property, right? When we write in the Ksuba, right? That the property that he's going to give for his wife. Mikol Shafar, Shafar Shachir, Arad, it's beautiful, it's desired property. That's the property that he's going to, you know, give to his wife. So, this idea is, and Ravabadi discusses this in his Shuvah and others, that Esrog by definition means a beautiful fruit. In other words, Esrog is called that because it's beautiful. So, like Ravabadi writes in Sefer, that's part of the definition, that should look nice also. You know, like Rabbi Willig used to say that, you know, he would pick out from a bunch of Esrogim, the two nicest, that he'd have his wife pick out the most, you know, because it is an aesthetic, besides halakhically, it's, you know, there's an aesthetic to it. But these are all, you know, hidurim of making, you know, but in terms of what's kosher or not, to say that one of these black dots that they have today of the esrog is, you know, that, you know, is
probably not from the Ibush. And of course, the nicer it is, the cleaner it is, and the shape, etc. Yeah. Oh, that's what we're getting for. Green ester. Yeah. Yeah, the stem also would be possible. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch machmir, that even starting from the middle, that's the kiddush of the Shulchan Aruch.
We're saying that therefore it's narrow. You have a black dot sometimes, it's dirt to be dirt. Let's say you have like a black dot, an actual body of the extra. Does that have any significance at all?
It's what?
An actual, it's not by the place where it's narrow.
You mean
the actual, place, the actual body of it, the actual place, for it is narrow. That is,
you mean in the middle?
Yeah, the middle. That is any significant
problem? No. Some astrogim, you know, the astrog with a garkle. You know those astrogims that are thin in the middle. That's called an astrog with a garkle. You get that one? Yeah.
We're talking about the Shinoi Mara is the Shachifim regularly, if any of those, but is that including also Chazaz, is a bump also, is something that would be an abnormal? Because I know that we're talking about, like when we said that Shulchan Aruch.
So if it's a real bump that's not,
I was about to say, like,
part of the belief, so that's probably not Shachifim regularly. Chazaz is by definition.
It's got to be like a real bump.
Yeah, but not the regular bumps that you have. A bump that's not, that's some type of like growth, fungus, or some type of mole, of you know, the song has to look like sickening, you know, that type of. But most of the Srogim, they're fine, you know what I mean? It shouldn't take you long to buy. An Esrog should take 3 minutes to find. You know what I mean? Yeah. I told you, I was once with a Ferrari after Yom Kippur, we were walking on 13th Avenue in Borough Park. And a Shlomo Kalbach is there with his entourage. And he said, where can I get the most beautiful astro? I don't know what the answer was, but I kept bumping, that day we kept bumping into him. Everywhere we went, there he appeared.
You see that,
he said, where can I get the most beautiful astro? The astro in Harare, that's the firm. That's what he said. He was walking, just strolling down, you know, with his camera, you know. Okay, what about green estrog? What's the story with the green estrog? So let's see, what's the story with the green estrog? So take a look, Rav Osa, in the Gemara. First, the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? On page 1, Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, in the Mishnah. Esrog HaKushi, that's a black esrog, and we don't find that so much. It's possible. By Yarok HaKarti, what does Yarok HaKarti mean? That means green. See, Yarok, Rav Shach always points out, what does Yarok normally mean in the Gemara?
Yellow.
Right. Yarok is normally yellow, as I was trying to point out, because the Gemara says in Megillah that Esther was Yerachrokas. So it doesn't, mean she had a green face. It just means, a monster or something. You know, it means she was pale, like yellowish. You know what I mean? That's what it means, Yerachrokas, I say. So Yarok normally, as I was trying to point it out, Dam HaYarok. So the Gemara Nida speaks about Dam HaYarok. So that means like a yellowish discharge, you know? You're not going to have green blood. But Yarok HaKarti means green. And what is Karti? What? Like a leaf, like a green vegetable. It's like, so Yarok HaKarti is possible. So, and that's how we passed it. So the question is why? Why would you think that an Esrog HaYarok is possible?
What would you say, Rav Moshe? Yeah. It's not considered Mahuda, meaning what? Explain that a little bit more. It's not fully grown. It's not fully grown. It's not considered a pre. Okay. So let's see what the Gemara says about this. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Take a look. What's Gemara about saying? Take a look for a second. Here, page 22. Before I put the bracket, the line before, Tashma, Esra Gayoshon Hossel, review the Machshir. So it's an old Esra. The fact Hadar. You mean to say that you don't need Hadar? An Antanon Hayar Kakarti, maybe Machshir Rebuda Poso. Because Rabbi Yehuda, it says Yoshin is kosher. So maybe that means he doesn't need Hadar. Right? But we have a Mishnah that says that Rabbi Yehuda passels Ersel Hayarok. So isn't that Mashma that he requires Hadar? Not Mishum the boy Hadar? So the Lord says, no. Mishum the Logomar Peyre. But the reason why Ersel Hayarok is passel is because it's not fully developed. So it didn't have a Gemara Pri. So it was Rolam, Rabbi Yehuda requires Hadar. He requires the Esrog to be Hadar. That's why Yavish is possible. But the reason why he's Yara Pekarti is possible is because for another reason. It's not Gemara Pri. Now, let me ask you a question. Again, the Gemara started off by saying that an Estrog Hayashon is possible according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? So what's the reason? So the Gemara thought that because you need Hadar, right? And if it's Yashin, it's not Hadar. So then the Gemara says, but Esra Gakarti, see, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says that Esra Gayashin is kosher. Right? So the Gemara thought maybe he doesn't require Hadar. But then on the other hand, he says Yarok is possible. So it's not sure he does require Hadar. So the Gemara says no. The reason why it's puzzle is because it's not Gemar Peri. And it's not because Rabbi Yehuda maybe doesn't require Hadar. But, so that's why the Gemara says, if he doesn't require Hadar, why isn't it no good? So the Gemara says, because it's not Gemar Peri. What? So from this Gemara, what do we see? What's the reason why an Esrog HaYaruk is possible? Alt Hadar or Alt Gemar Peri? Gemar Peri. Right? So that would imply that if the Esrog is beginning to turn yellow, maybe it wouldn't be a problem. Or if we know that it was fully grown, it just didn't turn yellow yet. Now, is it a problem of Hadar? What?
No.
No, meaning?
No, because I
would include
everything
that is. Right. Could you read the Gemara in a different way? And say that the Gemara means to say that it is an issue of Hadar. Read the Gemara carefully. Simple reading of the Gemara rejects the Hadar thing, right? And the Gemara says it's not Alts Hadar, but it's Alts Gemara Peri. But read the Gemara differently. Isaac?
It's not even that you need a Hadar. It's not even that it hasn't reached the status of Hadar yet. It's not even a Peri yet. Yeah.
Okay. You're on the right track. A little bit more. Eddie?
We're just saying that I don't need to come on to say that it's Sul Hadar because it's not Sul
Hadar. Oh. Whereas the Gemara doesn't necessarily say that it's not an issue of Hadar. Maybe an issue of Hadar, but the Gemara is saying you don't have to come on to that. In other words, it could be that it's a problem of Hadar. But Rabbi Yehuda is not bothered by Hadar. Right? Rabbi Yehuda is not bothered by Hadar. So he has to come on to Gemar Peri. But in a Hanami, maybe somebody who's bothered by Hadar, it'll be a problem of Hadar also. It says Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Hadar is not a problem, because he holds Yavish is okay, Yashan is okay. So maybe he needs to say, it's still going to be a problem else. But that doesn't mean that the Gemara rejected the idea that it could be a problem of Hadar also, that it's not Hadar. Because Hadar is beautiful. It's only beautiful when it's yellow. Why is it only beautiful when it's yellow? Yellow looks nicer. What if you like green? What would you say?
Black
is beautiful. Right. So what is it? Why is it? Yeah. Right. But we're saying, could it be also al-Hadar? Whereas the simple problem of the Gemara rejected. It's not a problem of Hadar, the Gemara pray. But Eddie pointed out, you don't have to say that. Because all the Gemara said is, according to Yehuda, why is this Esrog problematic? He doesn't hold from Hadar. So he says, well, he has another reason. But that doesn't mean that the Hadar, it could be that it is a problem of Hadar, because Rabbi Yehuda is not bothered by Hadar. But those that are bothered by Hadar would postulate also Alts Hadar. So I'm just trying to understand why is it? L'chore, it's not Hadar because every Esrog ultimately becomes in its full form. See, this is different than Gemar Pri. In other words, what's the difference between the psul hadar by yellow, by green, as opposed to the psul of Gemar Peri? Yeah.
Rav Meir is machshir. Does he hold a hadar? If he holds a hadar, and he's machshir, and it's not a problem.
Yeah, but we don't know what he holds.
Yeah. That's all the question.
Right.
Or but
In other words, clearly in the Havamina, the Gemara thought it was Hadar, and it could be in the Maskan, it's also a problem of Hadar. It's just we want to understand how Rabbi Yehuda is going to take.
Why?
What?
He said that you had Hadar, why is it Makshah
the Yashin? No, he holds Hadar is not a problem. So therefore, he's Makshah the Yashin. Here, there could be two problems. There are two problems. One problem he doesn't hold from.
Yashin is a problem.
Right, Yashin is a problem of Hadar, but he is not bothered by Hadar, so he's Makshir.
Oh, he's saying it is
Hadar.
Even though it's Yashin.
No, Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Kashir, if it's sort of Yashin. Not because it's Hadar. It's because, because he doesn't require Hadar, so that's not a requirement.
Oh,
yeah. Right. In other words, it's not clear. You understand what I'm saying?
Who
reads like this? The Bach. The Bach on page 23. Take a little Rabbi Avraham, the Bach on page 23, and then I'll listen to you. The Mishnah took the Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, the Halachic Rabbi Yehuda, the Posek. Yarak is Posek. Because of the Posek, they were far as Yarak Shadom and Lachalmon Beitza, who came Shava, the answer is Vikro Dom and Lashava. So it's Kim, Yarak doesn't mean yellow like wax. El Yarak ain't a Sodom Kummer. Green. The Pasul. Also that Srogim of Boyle Fanei Rukum Kshayr or Filer of Yudik Shechozim Lumar Shara Srogim or Filer of Tolish Nachas Shara Bukli Zman Meruba Divine Gmar Pirion. Because any Esrog that's already plucked from the tree that will turn yellow is going to be kosher. Because the whole soul of green is only if as a result of the green it wasn't Gmar Pri, so it will never turn to yellow. But if it can turn to yellow, so then what? So that's a raya. Then what? If it can turn to yellow, that's a raya that it got its full development. It just didn't turn to yellow yet. What? Oh, so if you see that it already starting to turn to yellow, then you know it's going to... Right. One second. Maybe Harosh... The name of Psak Halacha. Also says now this is the famous line of the Bach, and Rav Shechter likes it. It was Rav Chaim Volozhin has a tshuva where he says like this. Also, he says V'nira the Dafki for Shechazar Kulo Lamara Esrog. Whereas the only time that you can use a green Esrog is only if it turns completely to yellow, meaning you can't use a green Esrog. Chazazis means like a shinemara. Green is a shinemara, which is possible if it's rubo, then it's a problem, or miyuto, different place, or some. Why? Our big Torah position, varchim eser yarek, shenishkarim mitzasim. That's our minhag. I mean, many people's minhag. If they get green esrogim, as long as it's turning a little bit to yellow, that's okay. And that's assuming that the whole problem of the esrog is gmar peiri. So if the whole problem of the esrog is gmar peiri, so then what? So then, if you know for sure that the gmar peiri happened, the haraya, that it's going to turns a little yellow, so then, once it turns a little yellow, that's a rye that was Gemar Peri. So that's a rye that was Gemar Peri. But the Bach says, so that's why a lot of people take a srogim that are basically green, but a little yellow. So the Bach says, I disagree with these people. He says, these people are not yotzer. The Yarak Apostle Gam came to the nation Enohada. Whereas it's not only Al Gemar Peri, it's also Psul Tanka, the Sakadai, and the Rame Kur. That's the Havamin of the Gemara, the Yorke and the Hadar. I'm sure the Rabbi Huda, the Boy Hadar. That's what the Gemara thought originally. Rabbi Huda doesn't need Hadar, so therefore the Gemara has to catch us, so why is he passeling? So therefore the Gemara says, for Rabbi Yehuda, I need another reason. But if you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, then it could be you don't need the other reason, and the first reason was also a valid reason to pasul. Should the Gemara period? Well, the mighty Chaimel of the Min and Hadar, they are pasul. Should they in the Hadar? Feel Gemara period. You have a Diruk and Chazazu, Shir and Maros. The Yerush, the pasul. Should the Min and Hadar? That's the Bach. So I just want to understand why. Well, I guess green. Well, what? Why is it hotter? Why is yellow hotter and green not hotter? Yeah. It's just nicer. It's nicer. You mean it looks nicer when it's yellow?
Bright yellow.
Bright yellow is more attractive. But it's. It was that's. What? Right, but I don't want to say Gemar period, right? Because we want to say this is a separate psul, right? Well, the nafkamina is, if you know that there's a Gemar peri, but it yet didn't turn yellow yet, is that psul? So if you hold that the pshat in the Gemara is al Gemar peri, and that's the only psul, so then once you know the Gemar peri took place, then it's okay, even if most of the esrog is still green. As long as it's starting to turn yellow, that's okay. And you know, you put apples there, and it's not, right? Some people do it. They put the esrog by the apples.
But they do that so that on Sukkot, right before Sukkot, it turns yellow, or just eventually.
Eventually, you even if eventually, right?
You could use a green one.
You could use a green one total, right? Totally green. I remember my parents' Sukkot. We have pictures of like these dolman pictures. Of Gedolim, different Gedolim, you know, shaking their lulav and esrog, like 9 out of 10 of them have green esrog. So, interesting. No, not everyone holds from this Bach. I mean, Rav Shechter, like, you know, Chaim Volozhiner, you know, held, you know. But, yeah. I don't know, is the Pash just like the Bach, or is not? Isaac, what is it with Uman? Does anyone stay there for Yom Kippur?
I think so.
Shavuot and Sukkot. They should give special rewards if you stay there for Sukkot. Is it colder? Yeah, it's like
last two days.
How many days? No? Okay. Yeah.
The last one from this tomorrow. The
Shorah doesn't fall in the Chadah? Right, the Gemara says that the Estrog, that's what the Gemara says.
So then, if we pass...
We pass the like Chadah, so you say, therefore it should be a Psul, not only Al Gemar Peri, it should be also Psul.
How could it be Al Gemar Peri, though, that only, it seems like it's only a Jewish Psul. Maybe that's not a Psul at all, if you don't hold it
Okay, that's true. You want to say maybe we should only have the psul of Hadar, not the psul of Gemar Peri, but once you have the psul of Hadar, that's a more encompassing psul of so Gemar Peri only tells me that if it's not any time you're going to have that, it's not Gemar Peri, it's probably still going to be green anyway. The Chiddush is that the Gemar Peri shita holds that once it's starting to turn yellow, it's okay, and the other shita holds that no, there's a din in the color itself, so that's called Shini Mar. I don't know. Is that the Pasha Pshat that this is Shini Mara? Or Shini Mara means that
away
from the yellow.
It's there and now it's changed.
Right. That's Pasha what Shini Mara seems to say, right? Not that it. Right, the Pasha, right? As far as that, she's more Pasha.
It's retroactive Shini.
Yeah, Shini, like, before, you don't call it Shinoi. Yeah. So what is the Mishnah? Let's have the Mishnah Berurah quotes this.
Yeah. Take a look at page 21. I didn't. Chaf Aleph from page 21. So the Mechaber doesn't postulate this Bach. The Mechaber writes, A Yorok Shadome Le'izve Hasad, the Apostle, LMK Chos Lamar Esrog, Koshek Shemashin also. So what is that mashma? Unless it's going to turn. So it doesn't mean that it turned already. It will turn. Look at Mishnah Berurah, Samechei. Because Rosh Hashanah, Mechei Adin and Teva Hesrokim, Sheba Oso Mokom, Shadarkon, next page, Shadarkon, page 22. Wait. I don't have the rest of Mishnah Berurah here. No? Sorry. Have a good Shabbat. Yeah, Rav Shlomo Hayti Adin Teva Esrogim Shabbos Mokum Shadak Lachzor Chak Lamar Esro. Because the cave of Jeholus of Mareu, a korcha nigvar pirio, kamokim skimachon daily smokas al maise. In other words, technically speaking, you can have an estrog that's totally green and use it. The only problem is it's a little chancy, because how do you know that it'll ever turn to yellow? If it's starting to turn, so the Mishnah Berurah says, technically speaking, the Mechaber paskins, you can use an esrog that's totally green. That's the Mechaber sheet. It says, the Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't do that because, you know, who knows? But if it's starting to turn to yellow, then for sure it's okay. Now, in the does he quote the Bach? Here. And in the Sharatzion, it's Samachtes, Harbe Echron, the Loke Bach Shemach Mirbizeh. So the Mishnah Berurah like rejects it. He says most Achronim are not like this Bach. But Rav Shech is into this Bach, which Rav Chaim Volozhiner. In the Chaim Volozhiner, Talmud Negra, so of that school, you know, you're into this Bach. So, you know, that's what I tell you. That's okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look, I would say if you're at the table there and he's selling a slogan and you can get a yellow one, why get the green one? Why not be choshish for the bach? But to go and tell somebody that his estrog is no good because it's green, is it, you know, Shulchan Aruch passes that like that. So, or if you're, in other words, some people, you know, if you're a diehard Rav Chaim Volozhiner person, you know, you wouldn't make a bracha on a green estrog, even if it's turning yellow, because that's not good enough. In other words, the Mekilim hold that even if it's totally green, it's okay if eventually it'll turn to yellow. It's just the Mishnah Berurah says don't rely on that, because who says it will? So only use it when it's, you see that it's turning already to yellow. And the other people, the Bach people, the kind of a lot of the people would say that unless it's totally yellow, then you'll probably have a problem, because Shinei Mara postals b'mashahu on the top. So as long as there's still a little green on the top of the esrog, you know, yeah. No, because he's saying that that's possible because it's not Nigmar Peri. So, in other words, if you plucked it off the tree, so therefore it never ripened, so therefore it's never going to turn to yellow, then it's no good. But if you plucked it off the tree when it's fully grown, it just didn't turn to yellow yet, that's not a problem. There's nothing wrong with a green estrogue. The green estrogue is only because it didn't turn, it is only a problem because it wasn't matured yet. But if it was matured, it just didn't turn yellow yet, that's not a problem. Whereas the bakshita is, no, there's something intrinsically, in other words, the psul is not al gmar peri alone, it's the psul al tzadar, and something that's called a meaning, and then the psul is that it's called a shinei mara, because a mara estrog is yellow. So if it's not yellow, that means it's a shinei mara. And a shinei mara on the top, posel the masha, or barov, or gimel, you know. Mayor?
You said that a rotting
estrogue
is a problem, right?
A rotting estrogue. So a rotting estrogue could be a problem.
So with most fruits, if something rots and it gets disgusting, you have to throw it out. As an estrogue gets old, it just, you know, gets brown and shriveled up, but not to the point where even when it's totally brown, you know, people use it to hang a cigarette. You see a yellow estrogue with a little bit of brown and it's getting a little old.
Right, so that could be an issue of shinui mara. That's the real shinui mara, right? That can be heat push. That can be if it's on the top.
Well, last year I opened my
Moshe Feinstein had used the same estrog for like 4 years in a row because when they were in Russia, they couldn't get an estrog in, so they had to preserve it. They preserved an estrog for like 3-4 years in a row. You know, that's not so simple.
There are people that have like a minnow to get green.
Yeah. Who does that? You do this here? What? Which? Wrestler?
I think
no, I'm sure that some people must have that mimic. Today there's a mimic for everything.
No, so where does that come from?
Yeah, what, in other words, we should look that up. I'll tell you where it comes from. I'll tell you where. You see, the advantage of getting a green estrogue is, you see, everything in life is like this. In other words, if you get a yellow estrogue, oh, you'll say that's Kuliyama, but that yellow estrogue might turn brown in the middle of, and then your mom is no good, right? But if you have a green estrogue, so it'll turn yellow. So that's why some people get the green, because the green is a safer bet. Oh, so the Bach, okay, but if you hold the Bach, it's rejected. So my body wasn't into this, he wasn't into the Bach, but if you hold, in other words, everything in life is a trade-off, you know? That's how life is all about. So if you, in other words, you want to koshish for the Bach, but you might mess up on, you know, and it might be mamish puzzle. But on the other hand, if you truly choose the green, then according to the Bach is no good. But then at least according to the other sheep, it's not that good. Because a green is not going to be brown by the end of the Chag. At best, it'll be yellow. So the best, I guess, is to get it. It's hard to know. If you get a yellow estrogue, that's not going to turn brown. Yeah, cool. Because the top is where you see it. You know, the top is the showpiece, you know? Yeah. Eddie? Yeah. Yeah, because what does it mean it's not a full tree? It means you plucked it too early, and it didn't grow to its fullest. But if it grew to its fullest, it just didn't turn yellow yet.
What I'm saying is, it seems like it's saying it is green.
There are two reasons why something is green. Either because it didn't stay on the tree long enough, so it'll never turn yellow, and it wasn't a Gemar Peri, or it was a Gemar Peri, it just didn't turn yellow yet.
I'm saying it seems like from the Gemara, the definition is that if it is green, that means it's not a Gemar Peri, because that's why it's a tool.
Right, but it could, but they're understanding that green only is not a Gemar Peri, because if it's not a Gemar Peri. I understand what you're saying, but. Okay, last quick. Yeah. Yeah, what are they? What are
like bright orange.
The right orange?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen bigger sorghum in Eretz Yisrael. I've seen them. I don't know. Yellow is yellow. Okay. I expect. Okay, so we didn't do Hadassim today, so we have tomorrow, right? Hadassim. I have other things to do. Okay, Rabosa, before you leave, so please, if you didn't sign up for Simchas Torah, please sign up. Bezer Shem is going to be great. And I just want to tell you, I think it's very important, you know, how many times in your life are you going to be able to spend enough time to know the, you know, real halachas of Dalet meaning? Because usually, Simchas Torah is very rushed. You know, sit down and mamash know all the makoros for the Dalet meaning, something very important. So please review it and you're going to put it off, you said.